It's time to open the Radio Thrift Shop. I'm DJ Frederick. And welcome to the Radio Thrift Shop. I'm DJ Frederick, and you're tuned to WSCS 90.9 FM in New London, or online at classicalwscs.org. The Radio Thrift Shop is a home for cast-offs and treasures from the past century of recorded sound. Now, the Thrift Shop is always evolving and growing, so please join me in musical exploration. Coming up in a few moments, we're going to be hearing more jam sessions by Norman Grant and Company, so please stay tuned for that. But first, here's Jerry Garcia and Merle Saunders with The Harder They Come. Sky.
Exploring Science and the Sea. There's an old saying that if life gives you lemons, make lemonade. Some folks in northeastern Canada are following that advice, with a twist. When life gives them icebergs, they're making vodka and selling excursions to the bergs to eager tourists. The businesses are taking off along Iceberg Alley. That's a stretch of ocean from Greenland to Labrador and Newfoundland. Big chunks of ice break off glaciers in Greenland and follow the current down to Canada. 1,000 glaciers or more can cruise through this narrow region each year, which make it hazardous for shipping. Thanks to an extensive tracking and reporting program, though, there haven't been any major collisions in decades. Instead, the glaciers have become a resource. Scientists study them to learn more about Earth's changing climate. The numbers and sizes of icebergs, the timing of their appearances, and other details can help scientists predict the changes taking place in Greenland's glaciers. Business people are interested in the icebergs, too. The iceberg season, which begins in early spring, brings in thousands of tourists. They can approach the bergs in kayaks or larger boats, or fly over them in helicopters. And a few entrepreneurs are using the icebergs themselves. They harvest small bergs known as bergy bits. They use the ice to make vodka, wine, beer, and other beverages. And some melt the ice and bottle it, creating some of the most expensive bottled water on the planet, harvested from Iceberg Alley. Science in the Sea is a production of the University of Texas Marine Science Institute. We're on the web at scienceandthesea.org. I'm Holly Brawley.
It's the Radio Thrift Shop. I'm DJ Frederick. And you're listening to a special mini-series featuring the complete Norman Granz Jam Sessions, released on Verve Records. Thank you. Triple Jam by Count Basie, as released on the box set The Complete Norman Granz Jam Sessions, released on Verve Records. And that set included Harry Sweets Edison on trumpet, Buddy DeFranco on clarinet, Benny Carter, Willie Smith on alto saxophones, Stan Getz, Wardell Gray on tenor saxophones, Count Basie, of course, on piano, Freddie Green on guitar, John Simmons on bass, and Buddy Rich on drums. That was recorded on August 18th, 1953. We're going to hear a medley now, recorded on the same date with that same lineup. We're going to hear Indian Summer, Willow Weep For Me, If I Had You, I Don't Stand a Ghost of a Chance, Love Walked In, Sophisticated Lady, Nancy with a Laughing Face, and I Hadn't Anyone Till You. Thank you.
Thank you.
recorded on August 18th, 1953 at the Radio Recorder Studio in Hollywood. That was a ballad medley featuring Buddy Rich on drums, John Simmons on bass, Freddie Green on guitar, Count Basie on piano, Wardell, Gray, and Stan Getz on tenor sax, Willie Smith and Benny Carter on alto sax, Buddy DeFranco on clarinet, and Harry Sweets Edison on trumpet. Well, this is DJ Frederick. You're listening to the Radio Thrift Shop, non-commercial music and non-commercial radio for the rest of us.
If you're searching for a window to our environmental past, you might look no further than the ground beneath our feet, especially if there's clay there. I'm Jim Metzner, and this is The Pulse of the Planet.
Clays are records of environmental change. There are several different types of clays that form in the environment. And if we can associate the types of clay and the types of environments, we can make our way back into the geologic past. Then we can tell whether the environment was wet or dry, and perhaps what types of organisms were living in association with the clays at the time.
Paul Schroeder is a professor of geology at the University of Georgia.
Geologists use the clays as kind of a key to the past. If you were to look at a clay in a modern forming environment, let's say a desert or in a very wet tropical environment, those clays are distinctly different. And we can work our way back through the geologic record and use those clays as indicators of past environments. This is how geologists reconstruct the climates of the geologic past, by looking at the types of clay minerals that are preserved. What surprises us mostly is not so much how wet or how dry or how hot or how cold the Earth has been through geologic time. What surprises geologists is sometimes is how quickly those properties change on Earth. Sometimes the transition from one clay type to the next can be a little bit more abrupt than what we thought. And then that challenges us to then ask the question, what caused that condition to change so quickly?
A heads up that yours truly has written a novel. Want more information? Check out our Facebook page. Pulse of the Planet is made possible in part by the Center for Earth and Environmental Nanotechnology and the National Science Foundation. I'm Jim Metzner.
System with My Lady. Well, I'm DJ Frederick. You've been tuned to the Radio Thrift Shop. We'll be continuing next week with the complete Norman Granz Jam Sessions, so please tune in. Now, all of the shows are archived at radioforall.net, And this is program number 509. So, until we meet again, wherever you are on the planet, and whenever you're listening, take good care of yourself, take good care of your community, take good care of those you love. Keep shining on, and don't give in to the fear.